On Tuesday, March 13th, Pitkin County Commissioners met for a joint executive session with Pitkin County Open Space and Trails to review a draft plan for the Crystal Valley Trail from Carbondale to Crested Butte. The draft plan divides the trail into 10 segments and includes a number of ecological concessions, including habitat restoration, weed removal, and commitments to address the declining bighorn sheep population. The proposed trail avoids sensitive wildlife habitat Floja Meadows and the north end of Janeway. It cuts through Avalanche Creek area, Redwind Point, lands below McClure Pass, and Janeway South. Towards the end of the presentation, Open Space and Trails trustee Graham Means raised concerns about the overall costs of building the trail.
What we've talked about today, some of the costs that we're going to be looking at, planning and designing, trail and bridge construction, right-of-way securement costs, highway shoulder improvements, riparian and restoration, wildlife enhancement, recreation amenities, maintenance and enforcement, and there is a lot of money here. If you do that math, you come over with just a little over $1 million per year. Now, I'm not saying those are the figures, but I think we collectively should come to some kind of an agreement on what resources we can bring to this.
Pitkin County Commissioner George Newman emphasized that the trail may take decades to build.
This is a long, long-term project. So not only do we want to get the cost, but we need to sort of, how do we budget that out for the next 10 or 20 years to make it economically feasible?
Pitkin County Commissioner Steve Childs proposed developing a single-track dirt trail to begin with, then improving sections and phases.
Phase the type of construction and start with the simplest, least expensive to get the whole thing through on whatever alignment is selected.
Open Space and Trails Director Gary Tenenbaum stated that the style of trail and associated costs have yet to be determined.
The reality is surface type is not decided on any of this. The width is not decided. We have made the assumption that basically from Redstone to the top of McClure will be just that. It will be a single track trail. But from Redstone all the way to Seven Oaks, where the trail is now, that's not decided.
A revised draft plan will be released for public comment by April 10th. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.